The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Hello mga beshies! Sa project na ito, alamin natin kung bakit ganito ang mga sinasabi ni Mel.
Talagang nagka-cringe ako every time Puke was said during the duration of the play.
At kung ano naman ang kinukuda ng guest namin si Charisse.
The irony pa, yun yung palaging na-objectify.
Hala ka si Best Jeff, may talak na naman.
We've actually used this to shame other people. We say, yung mga mura natin is puki ng ina mo. Or in Bisaya, that's yung ina.
Ah, pero hindi ako papayag ha. Meron din akong sasabihin. Pag sinabi yung maluwag yung puki mo, baka naman malit lang yung titi mo.
I like that.
Ang dami namin sinasabi, diba, nakakaloka. But wait, mag-click at mag-subscribe muna tayo mga besh. O ano, tapos na. O tara na. 5, 4, 3, 2, action!
This Balut Kiki project contains themes, depictions, and language of an adult and mature nature. Listener discretion is advised. The opinions expressed in this project are not meant to replace the advice of professionals. It's a Kiki, not a medical consultation. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Balut Kiki Project.
Uniquely Pinoy.
And we're unapologetically queer.
I am
Jeff, and I am here with Mel. You've just heard Mel. Say hi, Mel.
Yes. Hi, Mel. Hi, everyone.
And hi, Best Neil.
Hello. This is your imuterang cougar once again.
All right. So we're here. We're going to do our Vagina Kiki. So our Vagina Kiki is still part of our Usapang Sex series, which is the Balut Kiki Project's own little way of doing our own little bit to normalize discussions about sex among Filipinos. Kasi diba, there's still a stigma, diba, Mel and Neil?
Yes.
Conversations about sex.
Yes.
It
makes me people correct. Feel uncomfortable.
Very, very uncomfortable. So hopefully...
dirty pa rin sa kanila.
Hopefully, conversations like these will help remove the stigma, will help make Filipinos especially feel more comfortable. It will empower Pinoys with a little bit of knowledge and encourage Pinoys' ownership of their bodies.
I think it also avoids problems.
Yeah, and it encourages healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships, healthy bodies. You take care of yourself better because you're able to ask for help.
Because if you normalize the conversations, if there's a problem, then you talk about
it. Yeah, just like a headache.
Hindi ka mahihiya magsabi na, Doc, may masakit sa... Hindi ba sabihin kwan? Sabihin mo, may masakit sa pek-pek ko.
Yes.
O puke.
May masakit sa kiki ko.
Normal, we don't expect overnight change, but we are here with our tiny proverbial hammer and chisels to chip away at that wall or that barrier that leads to social isolation. Pag nahihiya ka to go to your doctor or to go to your parents or to talk to your boyfriend or your husband or whoever to talk about, you know, your
girlfriend.
Yeah. Your girlfriend. Yes, representation, Mel. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, of course.
And we've gotten so used to the shame surrounding just our bodies, the vagina, for instance. Na we've actually used this to shame other people. We say yung mga mura natin is puki ng ina mo, or in Bisaya, that's yung ina. And do you remember that? Na there was, I don't know if you're familiar with this. Charisse is one of our guests later. We'll probably say this. Say hi, Charisse.
Hello, everyone.
Do you remember that viral video? I think it was in Tulfo. There was this woman who said, "Iya kung giingnan nga ba ukog bilat."
Yes.
It's become...
Yes. I remember that.
Remember that? Do you know that, man? Have you come down from your ivory tower and not heard of that viral video? They've actually used the natural smell of the vagina to shame women. To shame women.
Oo. Sinabi sa kanya nung asawa niya, nung babae, sinabi nung asawang lalaki.
Women actually use it to shame other women. Or gays use it to shame women. And again, we may talk about sexual problems here. This kiki is not meant to replace the advice of your own doctor.
Yes.
What we talk about here is about our bodies, Mel's and Charisse's vagina. Our bodies are different. Our medical histories are different. Our family familiar histories chemistries are different. So if you feel concerned about anything, if you're listening, you feel concerned about anything that has to do with your vagina or your body or your own health, please consult your personal doctor immediately. O kaya pumunta kayo sa pinakamalapit na health center. Humingi ng payo sa barangay health worker, sa midwife, sa nurse, sa doktor, or talk to somebody. Talk to somebody older, a family member.
Yeah.
We're not experts. I've been a nurse for 15 years, but I don't own a vagina, so malay ko ba?
At the very least, we can tell them, where to go. You have to go to a doctor. Kailangan talaga. Hindi na siya
smoking. Kumapapalakas natin yung loob nila.
Alright? So, Best Neil and I are here, and we have two experts by the name of Mel and Charisse, just because by virtue of them owning vaginas talaga. That makes them experts. So, here we go. Here's the Vagina Kiki of the Balut Kiki Project in our Usapang Sex series. Mel, Charisse, are your vaginas ready?
Yes, so very.
Vagina.
This is the Balut Kiki Project.
What the f*** is Balut?
Banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle.
A kiki is in order.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Uniquely Pinoy.
Unapologetically queer.
Lock the door tight.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
Echoing what you said, yung sabi mo na, you know, nahihiya, may hiya to talk about it and things like that. It can be very dangerous to oneself. A long time ago, I wasn't this open. Sorry. A long time ago, I wasn't.
Don't tell me na iiyak ka na naman, myself. Mel, ha?
No.
Vagina lang to.
years
kami nga dapat ang maiyak, Mel.
Naiyak kasi inget. I had prolonged bleeding. Yung period ko lasted more than 5 weeks na.
And I couldn't
bring myself to go to a gynecologist because I was so ashamed of my own body part. Alam mo yun, because you were brought up to be ashamed of your private parts, quote-unquote. Ganon na, it's just, so the thought of me having to go to a gynecologist and potentially exposing myself.
Talk about your vagina.
Talking about it and things like that scared me shitless, that I would rather continue bleeding for weeks than actually go to a doctor. So my friend,
so mas pinili mong
magkasakit.
Oo, magkasakit kasi nahihiya ka over your health.
Yeah. Hello? So that's why it's very important to really normalize then, these conversations. So my friend, sabi na, ano ka ba? I had a friend who was literally had to drag me to the doctor, and it turns out I have polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, which is very common in women, which can either cause hindi ka nag-menstruate kasi hindi nag-ovulate, or hindi naman maubos-ubos, hindi ka matapos-tapos. So in my case, it was the other one. And so I had to get transvaginal ultrasound and things like that. And the entire experience was
embarrassing.
Horrific. Embarrassing, horrific. Lahat na kasi, the nurses, the, alam mo yon, everyone. Mm-hmm. And then now, just thinking back, talking about this and just being more accepting and, you know, normal about it, you realize that This is what this culture does. Na when you grow up being ashamed of yourself, being ashamed of your body parts, of these topics, you endanger yourself and potentially others of your health. Yes. How many people actually go out and get tested every for sexually transmitted diseases every 6 months?
And so women actually, Filipinas, actually suffer in silence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, because they're afraid. You're not so hospital. Sorry,
sa stirrups.
Yes.
For everyone to see.
Because there has to be a physical examination.
Nakakaano nga. Ang daming tumitingin na parang hindi mo na alam na ano ba, tinitignan, parang nababastos ka. Pero unlike na kung halimbawa, comfortable ka and sige, tignan nyo lang.
Everyone has the same thing.
Ganun siguro yung reaction.
Diba? For example, like nung may pigsa ako sa kilikili, I didn't mind showing the doctor my kilikili. I didn't mind na may limang ulo na kinakalikot yung kilikili ko to
because
clean the pigsa. I didn't mind.
We've been taught to be ashamed of it. And we'll have another kiki about this where it's very dangerous. Filipinos, we've been taught from the get-go, from the time that we were born, to be ashamed of our bodies, which is why we have nicknames for our private parts. Kaya siya hindi natin siya matawag what it is. We cannot even call it puke. There's nothing wrong about puke because that is just what it's called in Filipino.
Yes. I remember when I first watched the vagina monologues, I watched it in Filipino. So, usapang puke. Talagang nagka-cringe ako every time puke was said during the duration of the play. Kasi yung English, it was
vagina,
less vulgar.
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounds really...
Pero yung
parang mabango siya, parang sosya.
Diba? Usapang puke sa Green Hills, talagang...
The Filipino language kasi, this is for another topic na naman, no, but yeah, the Filipino language kasi the Filipino language kasi is very, very, in some ways, it's very, very lyrical, pero in some ways, it's alam mo yung maraming consonants. Kaya ganun din tayo, we've been taught from the get-go that nakakahiya siya. Kaya nga, if you think about it, it's not just that. So this conversation, this kiki, the Usapang Sex series, is just, we call them private parts. It's just making them public.
Mm.
Alam mo yon na they're now public parts. Kasi we're not talking about it in an obscene manner.
Yes.
I think it's more true with vaginas. Say yes, I don't know. Everywhere, graffitis, you always see graffitis of penis. So normal ang penis. Pero have you ever, how many graffitis of vaginas have you seen?
So true.
So iba pa yon na yung vagina, sex na nga per se is considered taboo. Diba? Tite. Ayan, ano, may usapang titi din tayo. Ay, expert na kami dyan ni Best Neil, babawi kami.
Ayun naman yun, yes.
Pero, ayun. Pero eto naman, ang cultural din na even men like watching vaginas would sit in front so close to the TV, to the computer screen, to look at a vagina in porn. But men are the very first people to cringe when they see a woman giving birth, a baby's head crowning sa vagina. So there's a double standard.
Na
gustong-gusto mong bilaan yung puke sa porn, nalibog-nalibog ka, pero hindi mo masikmura na lalabas yung you're
mag-expand
open to,
siya.
Nalilibugan ka sa fisting, na kung ano-ano ang pinapasok, a huge dildo being inserted into a vagina, nalilibugan ka doon.
Mm.
But you cannot fathom, hindi mo masikmura na may lalabas na bata, mga lalaki na mahilig sa porn. Mm-hmm. So it's just us being taught in culture na yan ang nagluwal sa'yo, we are ashamed of it. So there's a corresponding taboo. Uh-huh. In fact, minabasa ko, no, one example, Kotex. Everybody familiar with Kotex?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a sanitary pad.
Sanitary pad, no.
So there was a Plan TV commercial for Kotex pads and tampons to mention the word vagina in the commercial. Because after all, that's where you put the Kotex, diba?
Everyone knows.
Diba?
Kung para saan yun.
Kung para saan yun.
So this is what's amazing. Mel and Charisse, after three broadcast networks told the company Kotex they couldn't use that word, Kotex had to film the ad with the actress using the phrase down there instead of using the word vagina.
Oh, ano ba?
And wait, this was not in the 1960s. This was an ad that ran in 2010. It was an ad that probably America, this research. So there's an ignorance.
And you know, the sad part is, vagina is not even a slur, a slang, a nickname. It is,
it's scientific. It's medical.
It is your body part. It is what it is called. And even then, you can't say it.
Most, ano naman, mga sanitary napkins na ad, they express vagina as down there talaga eh.
Because God forbid you offend the church. No, oh my God. Parang, it's not part of our bodies. Like, what is there to be ashamed of? I don't know why. Here's the thing.
Hindi mo naman ipapakita eh.
You're just talking about it.
Yeah, it's not like you're walking around parading it.
It's menstruation. It happens every month to half of the population.
Yes, absolutely.
What is wrong about that?
Correct.
Absolutely.
And the irony pa, yun yung palaging na-objectify.
Yes. Yes.
Tapos having menstruation is considered dirty in some cultures.
The culture has run so deep, and this is worldwide. And I think this will ring true more so in the Philippines because we're so backward in the Philippines, no? The culture has run so deep na we are so afraid of talking about all this, so much so that we do not even know we've been calling the vagina the wrong thing.
Yes, exactly.
Ganito ha, sa mga nakikinig, if you look at a naked woman, anong nakikita mo sa kanya? Vagina ba yon? No, it's not the vagina. No. It's actually the vulva.
No.
Yes.
So the vulva is the... So we've named it the wrong thing.
Yes.
That is how ignorant we have become.
Mm-hmm.
So the outer organ that includes the mons pubis, the labia yes. majora, and the labia minora.
Minora.
Yeah. The clitoris. They're all... Yes. Those are the outer organs, the outer structures of what we know as the vagina.
The urethra.
Yung lagusan ng ihi. What we know of the female sex organ is not the vagina. It is yep. the vulva. All right? So you're very welcome, listeners, if this is the first time you're knowing about this. See?
I was today old.
The Balut Kiki Project.
Correct.
Diba? Kasi yung vagina is the tunnel.
The canal.
The canal. Yeah, that's the vagina. That
kung saan pumapasok yung ari ng lalaki during sexual yes. intercourse. Yun ang
sabi
vagina.
Sabi nga nila, it's like an iceberg daw eh. More than just... Like,
yes, absolutely.
Na hindi pa nakikita.
Powerful ng vagina.
Diba?
Yes. Iceberg.
Oh, ibang klase ang vagina.
Hindi, yeah, and I think we should start...
Makapangyarihan siya.
Yeah, actually, that's right. Best Neil, na it's really powerful. I mean, I think we should offer it some respect because everybody came from it.
Yes.
Unless mm-hmm. you...
Dapat tayo
unless you were C-sectioned. Yes. But I'm sure the semen of your father...
had to go through there somehow.
So, I mean, pay your respects, dude. I mean, it's time that's you true. Paid your respects. We all paid our respects.
Unless
says Joe
baby ka.
Yeah. But that's for another...
I was about to say that.
There's always an exception.
So ulitin natin pa sa mga makikinig. Vulva po ang nakikita natin. Yeah, wala pa po yung pinaka-importanting part. Wala pa po. Nasa loob pa. Hahanapin
pa. And I know, we were going to have a separate Kiki about this. We have to encourage our children calling it what it is. Para pag merong nag-touch ng vulva niya, alam niyo that somebody is abusing the child. But that's
yes.
for another
yes, case. Correct. Not the flower.
Not the flower.
Whatever.
The nini.
Sa makanya.
Diba? Yung peanut ko or whatever.
Pepe.
The pepe. Diba?
Peanut niya, bastos pe.
A whopping mani. 73% of women technically did not even know what a vulva is. They were unaware of the term. 73%. That's almost three out of four women.
And that's your own body part.
Just because yeah. that's how...
Oh. Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm. Ako lang, honestly, I've learned about this, about the vagina and all its vastness. Siguro adult age na din.
Same.
Because we were taught to be ashamed of it. And where did we learn about this? We learn about sex in the streets. We learn about sex from friends who did not know any better. We learn about sex from porn instead of from your parents. Because certainly was not taught in school. Kasi, God forbid, sex education is introduced in our schools.
You know what?
Diba? Sa anatomy class.
In anatomy class, I had an anatomy class. I was tasked to draw the penis. Someone else was tasked to draw the vulva.
Why? There had to be a reason, Mel. Why are you singled out by your teacher? There was something that your teacher probably knew.
Knew. She could read me. This girl.
May twinkle siguro mata mo.
Oh. But yeah, and yung different systems in your body, diba, meron kang respiratory system, etc., etc., etc. And then the reproductive system was also part of it. So we knew that was part of it. But it's just that. It's just the reproductive system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sex and it's not sexual health. Kulang, I think. It's a start. That's where you start, right? Naming the parts. But then it's not enough to encourage healthy dialogue about it. About
your body. Nalala ko nung tinuturuan ko ngayon pamangkin ko about science. Ito, totoo to. Very short lang yung description. Kunyari, sex organ, penis, ganito yung mga labels niya. Wala siyang in-depth na ano ba yun na ginagawa niya.
May
seminal vesicle. Pero wala naman sinasabing ano yun. Yung mga description na very vague. pagdating doon sa vagina, vagina, walang vulva na binabanggit, walang clitoris, yes. Walang, wala. As in, vagina.
And I'd like to, oh, very discriminatory.
I'd like to double down on what Charisse said na, Charisse is not, certainly not alone. You're in the majority na we Filipinos learn about these things later in life. Kasi nga, if ever there was an attempt, siguro may nangahas na teacher na gusto niyang magturo ng sex education, it's because lahat tayo, we were taught to be ashamed of it. I'm sure that teacher would have been met with chuckles and giggles in the classroom na mama-overpower na siya na mahihiya na lang yung teacher na hindi na lang niya itutuloy. Kasi ano bang nangyayari? Nagtatawa na lang lahat. Na may
ka-akibat siya na contempt and disgust.
And embarrassment.
Yes. Or may bata. Oh. Or may bata na magsusumbong, mami, mami, si teacher nagtuturo to ko sa poke.
Yes. Or then judgment. The teacher will get into trouble.
Oh, diba? Or judgment. Yes. Kaya nga, ang isa pa niyan is that dahil nga we're so ashamed of our bodies, when was the first time that you, Mel and Charisse, first saw another woman's vagina? Or how many vaginas have you seen in your life? So the only vagina that you've probably seen was your own. Kaya this ignorance has led people to think na, ano, itong babaeng to is a virgin, had sex with a guy, and this guy says na, ang itim naman ng poke mo, o ang vagina mo, ba't ganyan ang itsura? You know what I mean? Na there's pressure on women to think that their vulva or their vaginas, their sexual organs, have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
So much so that half of women have reported that they, 42% felt embarrassed about how their vulvas looked like.
Mm.
And this raised to a shocking 63%, 18 to 24 years old. So, magkakaroon ka ng dysphoria na parang ang pangit ng katawang ko. Yeah. And this probably also lowers your self-esteem and makes you feel that you're not worthy for your not boyfriend. Worthy,
yes. And then you're not worthy, you're ashamed of it. Then it adds to the stigma of talking about it. Mm. For example, talking about what you like, what you don't like in bed. Kasi hihingi ka pa ba? Eh, nahihiya ka nga eh. Ito yung gawin mo or whatever. I like this. Eh, nahihiya ka. Eh, kinahihiya mo nga. Diba? So you'd rather just bumaba, be quiet.
Or bumaba naman yung self-esteem mo na feeling mo, kailangan i-prove mo yung worth ng vagina mo. Kaya kung kanino ka makikipagtalik.
That's true. Mm.
Or
so try to boost your...
Or kaya you're going to be pressured into doing non-consensual sex na mapipilitan kang to do anal sex. You know, something that you're not comfortable with. Diba?
Yeah.
And one, it says here, and again, if you look at the description of this episode, makikita mo doon, we are going to post links about where we got these statistics, some of the information that you click on para may background kayo about what we're talking about. One in 10 women, sabi nitong research na to, have had a partner comment negatively about their own vulva. Mm-hmm. So you have either a man or another woman commenting na masyadong malaki, masyadong maluwag, masyadong maitim, or something.
Or everything else in between.
When was the first time when you first felt actually comfortable talking, having conversations about sex with your girlfriends?
Yeah. I get to talk a lot about it nung ano eh, when I was working at the call center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even college, Jeff.
Did you have the same experience?
I don't think that's a surprise.
With like-minded people na din.
Yeah, because I think when you're working, you find your own families, diba? You are, like Charisse said, like-minded people. Then you become a bit more comfortable opening up about these things. Mm-hmm. And more truthful, wala masyadong myth. Yeah. Nung college kasi we were all just pare-pareho tayong walang alam.
Mm-hmm.
So the myths propagate lang. Diba? Ah, kapag ganito, kapag ganyan. This is what it means.
And you actually encourage the culture. You actually encourage the shame and the embarrassment, no?
Mm.
And siguro, no, we have two penis owners here and two vagina owners. And I would think na yung kahihiyan about our bodies is more true with women than with men, especially in the Philippines. Do you think so?
I think so too. Because, I mean, going back to what you mentioned earlier in the show, you said, derogatory yung puke. That's why yung insults mo, puking ina mo.
Puke mo. Puke mo may asin. Puke mo blue. Ganun eh.
Correct. The only derogatory that I can think of about penises is spot.
Supot.
Which is technically, it's not even...
Or kupal.
Technically, mas maraming supot sa mundo than hindi supot. Because that's very...
Are you speaking from experience, Mel?
It's a cultural...
Yeah. Sa mundo talaga. No, but it's very religious. It's connected to religion. And there's a pervasive idea, at least in the Philippines, sa pagsupot ka madumi. Mm. It's not true.
Or you're less of a man.
Or but
that's for another
man.
Topic. Save another that for topic. Mel. Save that for Neil and Peter, Bess. Mel.
Yes. Diba, kids in school. But that's the only insult that mm-hmm. that surrounds the penis. Pero sa babae, madami.
Sa puke.
Oh, well, obviously, that's true.
Oh, at saka yung
patriarchal. Diba,
oh, yes. Thank you.
Magdodominate pa rin.
It's the patriarchy.
Yes. Yeah.
Patriarchy pa rin talaga.
Tsaka yung biro natin, maluwang.
That's so
na
true.
A sexually uh-oh. Active woman, uh-oh. Di ba, si maluwang, uh-oh. Na uh-oh. A sexually uh-oh. Active woman has to be frowned upon yeah. when she's comfortable mm-hmm. with her own body. If she's sexually, if mm-hmm. she's comfortable with her own sexuality and mm-hmm. she has uh-oh. Healthy, consensual, uh-oh. Safe mm-hmm. sex, mm-hmm. That yeah. woman has mm-hmm. to be ashamed.
Na ano, ang baba, ang dumi, pag sinasabi na, nagalaw ko niyan, yeah. pare, ang luwang. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Di ba? Iba uh-oh. Paano, lalaki na ba kailangan mahilig sa sex, ay why active sa sex? Ibig sabihin, marumi siya. Pag lalaki,
pwede. May impression pa. Yes. Overused. Diba?
Oo. Overused, yeah.
Kaya, i-debunk nyo nga, lumuluwag ba talaga? Diba, yeah. Hindi naman.
We'll talk about that later.
Pag sinabi, maluwag yung poke mo, baka naman malit lang yung titi mo.
I like that.
Sige, guys, Jeff, ha, educate me about it. Kahit ako hindi ko alam yan.
It's just like, hindi, teka lang, I just want to say this research, no, before we go to that almost half, 47% have felt embarrassed showing their vulva to someone, to their doctors and their gynecologist. So to answer Bess Neil's question, it's just like the vagina. Okay. From a medical standpoint, no, and there are probably experts listening to us now who can correct me if I'm wrong, but medically, the vagina ages just like the rest of the body. You know what I mean? Lumalabo ang mata mo, okay. Umihina ang pandinig mo. Alam mo yun, you know that you're growing old when your body starts to make sound effects when you get up from bed.
Yes!
So I think it's just the same thing about the vagina. Your vagina ages, but
yes.
The vagina does not stretch out unreasonably because a woman has sex more than another woman. It is a very elastic organ. It goes yes. back to, hindi naman snaps back immediately, but it goes back to its original size even after a baby comes out of it.
Yes.
And you can just imagine the average circumference of a baby's head is 35 centimeters. I don't know if it's circumference or diameter, no? Pero it's 35 cm. You know what I mean? So, and then head pa lang yun. Yung yes. shoulder pa.
Shoulder pa.
Diba? Mm-hmm. So, right. Naturally naman, if a woman has given vaginal birth to 15 children, has given normal delivery, syempre siguro,
mag-weaken yung muscle.
Oo. Mas stretchy na siya. Pero hindi pa rin ganun. So, it will still go back to its, well, not original size, pero a size where it's reasonable pa rin to not expose the woman to, baka may lumipad na kalapati na lang doon. Hindi naman pwede ganun. Di ba? Di ba pag upo?
Magician's na, hat pala siya. Pag dukot na may rabbit.
Na pwede kang, so it's a myth. I think it's a myth that has historically been used to shame women for their
yes,
sex lives.
Yun niya.
That a loose vagina has been used to describe a woman who has a lot of sex with her partner. It's used to describe a woman who has a lot of sex with more than one man. But the truth of the matter is that who you have sex with or often, penetration will not cause your vagina to stretch out permanently.
Right. Ang laki naman ng titi niyan. As if naman.
Correct.
Ano yan?
Excuse me, naman kayo masyadong bilib sa size niyo.
Toxic masculinity yan. Correct. Na parang,
yes. Correct. Totoo lang.
Na ang anduwang naman ng puke mo.
Ulit-ulitin natin.
Oh.
Yes.
Hindi siya lumuluwag. Huwag
kayong, kaya, yes. Ang nakakaawa nito is that, aminin nyo, Charisse, Mel, have you ever been tempted to buy tightening pills? Or
no,
tightening creams?
I've not reached that point.
Do you know somebody who has been tempted?
No. Wala nang kakilalang ganun.
Meron pa sa Lycan yan.
So wag, wag kayong sabi nila maski na herbal. So,
well, totoo but you yan? Know what? Totoo yan?
Speaking meron. Of
may tightening cream?
Tightening meron. Products. Yeah.
Tightening cream and tightening pills. There's nothing that you can ingest internally.
That will do that.
That will tighten your vagina.
It's just bullshit. I saw
delikado.
Hindi tsaka anong
soap,
anong
tightening soap, mga ganyan na.
Tightening soap. Anong
oo, yung soap nakita ko ngayon.
Anong
elemento ng sabon?
Elemento ng anong ingredient? That will automatically go to the vagina. At di ba hindi siya magkakamali nang isasara niya yung pit mo pala o yung bunganga mo pala o yung mata mo pala na correct. Ang galing naman ng ingredient na yun, ginseng biloba, ginkgo biloba, ano ba yan? Na alam correct. Niya na, yung puke ha, yung puke.
Hindi yan.
Pampuke ka lang ha. Pampuke ka lang pwede. Oh my
so,
God.
So wala.
That's right. Oh, and ang malungkot,
no such thing.
May bumibili.
Pero may gumagawa. May bumibili. May nauuto.
Best niya.
May gumagawa eh.
If it's out in the market, it means somebody is buying it. Somebody yes. is patronizing it.
Yes. And ang malungkot like, for me, they feel bad about themselves for them to
bad enough
to try it.
Spend money. Biruin mo, ikakain na lang ng mga anak mo dahil gusto mong sumikip para sa asawa mo, bibili ka ng tightening pill
na I bet
cream.
Yung asawang yan, they don't even know what they're doing.
I bet yung asawa
yan.
Maliit ang titi.
Excuse kaya, me.
Pero, oh, sausage.
Surgically, pero kaya, is it diba? Possible?
There are some surgeries. Hold that thought, Charisse. Okay. Tightening pills, tightening creams. There's also vaginal weights.
Ito yung bengwa balls.
Kasi ganito, there's some muscles that you can strengthen to be able to, alam mo yun, make sex pleasurable for you and your partner, yes. which are Kegels, no?
Yes.
We've brushed about that now. We may be able to talk about that later. That may, when used correctly, may help your pelvic increase. Muscles strengthen, yes. may strengthen yes. your orgasms. Alam mo yun, pwede kang...
And that's normal exercise, mm-hmm. Especially after giving birth. Mm-hmm. For women who are aging. Kasi or it's not just for sex
vaginal pain or pain in the genital areas or something mm-hmm. like that. Or have medical conditions. So that might
right.
be.
Uh-oh.
So yung question ni Charisse, there's actually some surgeries, no? Vaginoplasty or labioplasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's just removal of some skin or tissue in either the vagina or not the vagina, in the vulva.
The vulva.
And then suturing them back together para sumi. So, labioplasty, so yung labia, yung lambe. Teka lang, ganito para mas madali. May tinatawag tayong homologus. Homologus. Pinag-aaralan to sa nursing. Homologus. So, ang homolog, the testicle is homologus to the labia. Meaning equivalent. Equivalent. Okay. The testicles of the man is homologus to the labia. So, okay. yung lambi ng, yung parang petals na tinatawag. No? The penis is homologus to the clitoris of the female. So, ang penis ng lalaki is homologous to the clitoris. So,
I would have thought it would have been the...
If you masturbate the penis and to stimulate the penis so that the man will come to orgasm, you stimulate the clitoris.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's
so, good. So that the woman can orgasm. All right. There's yes. a for men and women. There's a urethral orifice, lagusan ng ihi. Mm-hmm. So yun siya. So ang sa surgery, pampaganda siguro. Tinatawag nilang vaginoplasty. So there's just some women who are just parang yung iba makapalang kilay, yung iba have thicker lips,
yeah.
yung iba manipis ang labi, yung iba malaki ang tenga,
yeah.
yung iba lang malaki ang labia nila. Ganun lang yun.
That's right.
There's actually I think it was in Iceland na unang magkaroon ng penis museum. Sa labia a museum for vaginas kasi nga mas backward again culture na naman yan so mm-hmm. there's actually a labia library. If you're feeling a little insecure about what your vulva looks like, go to this labia library. It has pictures of vulvas from different women all over the world that are normal and have nothing wrong with them. So if you want to compare na bakit yung sabi ng boyfriend ko ang laki-laki daw nung ang pang pangit-pangit doon ang itsura nung puki ko kasi ganito daw yung itsura. It's normal. Your boyfriend does not own a vagina. How many vaginas has your boyfriend seen? I bet no, yeah. Toxic masculinity mm-hmm. na naman yan.
Yeah, and like you said, no, yung kilay, it's unique to you. Then yung shape and itsura.
Yung kulay.
And yung kulay, texture ng vulva is also unique to the person. Mm-hmm.
Kaya pala may mga labia na, sorry, maitim.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
kasi yun yung ano niya. Pero yes. Iba-iba.
Like, okay. I mean,
colors, shapes, and sizes.
Yes, shapes and sizes.
Ito na naman eh. Ang pressure na naman sa babae, lalo na sa Pilipina. Kayo manggi tayo by nature, our race.
Yes.
We're part of the brown race. Di ba?
Yes.
So, maski natisay ka, sometimes your labia, your vulva might be a darker color than the rest of your body. Mm-hmm. So, pangit ang tingin mo sa sarili mo. So, now you will be pressured into doing vaginal bleaching. So, you're going to buy products that will actually bleach your, which is very, very dangerous.
Or that will make it pink.
Yes. Correct.
Oh my God,
baka
pink.
Baka ano pumasok dyan.
And it's...
hindi, guys, di ba yung tambok?
My feminine wash na pinopomade na that it will make your labia pink.
Diba? Probably, as if there was something wrong in the first place.
Probably temporarily.
Diba? As if there was something wrong in the first
place. It would be permanent. So the moment you stop buying that, I mean, go ahead. If you're sure that it's safe, the ingredients are safe, walang mercury or walang asbestos or anything, diba? God forbid meron. You know what I mean? Alam mo yung iba na, ano ba yung nilalagyan nila dati ng methylate so that it will look
pink? Yung sa toes.
Not just that. Na
limbs.
Diba?
Nilalagyan. Noong una, akala ko nga, ay ano to, ang ganda. Diyos ko, mertilate lang pala siya.
Baduy siya, di ba? Kasi ang pressure nga.
Parang mga lalaking may cutie, may ano. Parang mga lalaking may nail polish.
Oo, na-clear.
Na-clear. Ay, oh. Totoo.
Ang pressure nga is to make your your vulva look the same color. Siyempre kung naga-RDL, nagmamaxipil ka ng, di ba nakakatawa na yung,
oh, and
yung mukha mo lang yung pink tapos yung leeg mo ang itim-itim.
Oo.
But there's nothing wrong kasi that's just pigment.
It's all your body, more power.
Yes.
Whatever floats your boat, go ahead, do it.
Whoa.
But be safe. If you want to do it for yourself, more power. Don't do it for your boyfriend.
Mm. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
If it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel secure
tsaka
about
being sandali lang, no? May itim din naman ang itlog nun. So, excuse me.
Exactly.
Tsaka self-respect. Tsaka walang itlog na hindi kulubot.
Exactly. Huwag nga.
Kung makilis ang itlog mo, magreklamo ka sa pekpek ko. Pero kung hindi,
there's actually an abnormality for babies. Pag makinis ang itlog, sign of prematurity yan.
Correct.
Kasi so normal na may grooves yung testicles.
Oh.
So, you would undergo surgery. You would go under the knife.
For someone.
Just to, di ba?
Yeah.
Kung pinipressure ka ng... Surgery is dangerous eh. Diba? Anesthesia is going to be given to you. Mm-hmm. And anesthesia has side effects.
Yes.
And vaginoplasty, no sorry, labioplasty is minimum 3,000. Vaginoplasty, magtatanggal sila ng konti, tapos sisikipan, starting is $5,000. I mean, what can you buy with $5,000? I mean,
ay naku boys, tigil-tigilan niyo ako.
Tsaka diba, ano yun? Hello? At mari tingnan mo yung poke ko, ang ganda.
Exactly.
Ang babaw, di ba?
Mari sumikip siya. Pinky. Pinky mo yung poke ko ngayon, mari.
Oo, maming pink.
Di ba parang ano yun? Cutics?
Oo.
Yeah.
Kaya mga ate, wag. Diyos ko, hello.
So,
respect yourself.
The vulvar skin isn't supposed to be the same color as the rest of your body.
Yes.
The pigmentation of your labia can change for a number of reasons. It can change with age. It can change with pregnancy. It can change with hormones. Embrace your womanhood. This is part of your being a woman. So the problem is that people have unrealistic expectations of what their vulva, because they haven't, because hindi mo nga nino-normalize yung conversation eh. Magtingin lang kayo ng best friend mo, patingin lang ng sayo.
Yeah, kami ng mga friends ko nag-compare.
If a friend is willing to show you her vulva, that is a fucking friend.
Best, wala naman akong balak tignan ng titi mo.
You guys should try.
Naku, hindi na. Ang titi, haba, liit lang na, pare-parehong halos.
Correct.
Pero ang vagina, oo nga.
Yes.
Ngayon ko lang na-realize nga, yung labia, yung labia, yung pinaka-skin niya. Akala ko dati talaga, pag, sorry sa term, laspag, nag-ano-ano siya.
Kukulot-kulot.
Parang loose yung itsura. Kukulot.
Yun nga eh. Kasi,
hindi so, pala.
Pregnancy can change that. If you're going through menopause, it can change. Frequent bikini waxing. Certain genetic
skin. Same with shaving.
Yeah, because it's friction. Same. Certain genetic skin types. Naturally, an African-American woman will have a darker vulva than a Caucasian woman. A Filipina will have a darker than probably somebody who's from China.
The vulva in different kind of women, iba-iba rin yung itsura niya. May malaki.
Yes.
Ngayon ko lang nalaman. Akala ko basta lang
because
siya
we don't have it.
Kaya siya masaya.
It's normal for Nila me to not be aware of this. But the sad thing is that if women don't know these things and you have a vulva, you own one and you're not comfortable talking about it, that's the sad thing. You allow a man, your boyfriend, somebody you have sex with, your husband, to tell you what your vulva should look like.
Should look like, yeah.
I know.
Then there's something wrong.
That's true.
But also, having said that, any sudden changes to the skin of the vulva may mean disease. You
mean
know
something.
What I mean?
So
mean
dapat,
eczema, vulvar cancer.
So dapat you pay attention to your bodies talaga.
Yeah. When you're cleaning, diabetes. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about hygiene. What do you guys use?
So I use vinegar and water.
Who told you that?
An ex whose ex is a gynecologist said that you don't need
the commercially advertised products.
Yes, a mga feminine wash. That's not needed. A mild soap is okay. It's all you need. Or what I do is, yung sa tabo, a little bit of cane vinegar and then pupunuin ko siya ng water, yung tabo. And then,
how much is
wash,
a little bit?
It.
Use it to wash.
Yung takip, dalawang takip ng suka.
Baka mapaksiwang po, okay?
Your body is meant to clean itself. The vagina, the vulva.
Pero diba,
it has its own system that it cleans itself.
May sariling element yung suka. May mga pH chuba-chuba yung suka.
Lang. Which means that it
should... Kaya super konti lang.
Naturally clean.
Dab-dab lang. Ano na, brush-brush? Do you splash it?
Splash and then, I guess, how you wash yourself after you poop. Diba?
Okay.
It needs to be a way... Dapat pababa.
Because you're bringing fecal matter into your vagina. What do you do?
I wash with a unscented soap. Kasi yung fumes daw ng mga scented soap is harmful.
And the chemicals, yeah. they can irritate. The vagina has natural healthy bacteria. It's like a self-cleaning oven. For as long as you clean it reasonably. Mm. I have a question. How deep do you clean?
Outside lang. There's no need to douche. There's no need to clean in the canal, in the vagina.
Yes, yun yung susunod ko. Hindi ba kayo
nakakaramdam
ng sensation?
Aba nawibili na.
Vagina.
Sa vulva part to the hita.
Neil, if you clean your penis, I mean, eventually, if you clean it long enough, you'll probably get an erection. Diba?
Oo, pero hindi ko nilalagyan ng vinegar. Magiging longganisa ang bigat.
At least longganisa, hindi turo, no? Diba?
Ayoko ng turo. Pero, diba? So you're cleaning it parang outwardly lang.
Yes.
Hindi mo siya dinudukot or something.
Hindi.
Wala
there's no need. There's really no need for that. Kasi sinesecrete naman ng body mo lahat ng dapat niyang isecrete.
For example, may nagkwento sa akin. Kasi curious ako. So I asked the boy Fina, pare-pareho ba yung amoy nung vagina, nung pepek? Sabi niya, pag ano daw, malalaman daw niya, pag yung babae, mahilig yun sa lalaki, pag kakaiba daw yung amoy o may secretion na lumalabas
no,
sa
pepek. No.
Sabi ko, totoo, paano mo nalaman? Pag amoy mo, alam mo na agad. Hindi pa lang daw niya
naamoy. Nasa hygiene lang yan.
Naamoy na niya.
So, this is another guy probably brandishing his machismo.
Machismo.
And thinking
that naman ang
he knows all about
puti ng beto niya, no?
Yeah, it probably smells this. I think there would be
it's
a natural smell that's prevailing among I mean, mint will smell like mint. Oregano will smell like oregano. A vagina will smell like a vagina. A rose will smell like a rose.
Natanong, you know what I mean? Natanong ko lang. Kasi nung nagkaroon ako na experience nga sa ganyan, sa vagina, medyo naduwal ako. Kaya hindi ko na tinuloy.
Meron kasi tayong tinatawag na it's a natural reflex where we are naturally offended by certain things. Mm. And it's the same for all people. I mean, everybody, I think you'd be pretty weird to not be offended by vomit or the smell of poop. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's a natural reflex that everybody has. Ang kaibahan lang yan is that when it comes to sex, your inhibitions are lowered. Nalilibugan ka, it makes you horny, bumababa yung reflex na yon. Kaya yung iba, they're okay to lick the vagina, they lick the anus, they do analingus, they can do a deep throat, they can challenge their gag reflex. You know what I mean? So this reflex, natural reflex na parang nandidiri ka o nasusuka ka, na normally na feel mo, nalo-lower yung inhibitions mo na yan when it comes to sex. Ako, nung nasanay ako sa, hindi naman nasanay, na parang mas gusto kong amoy puke kaysa may amoy sabon. Pag, ayoko naman yung amoy nilalangaw na. Alam mo naman yung...
No, pero may natural smell kasi.
But there's a I find
it's
that
a bit sweet.
I find that attractive. Yung parang pheromones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a bit sweet. Yung natural smell ng vulva.
Mel, ano yung natural smell?
Medyo matamis like, eh.
Hindi ba amoy bagoong?
Yan yung kailangan na ng paghugas.
Yan din yung stereotype sa vagina.
Yes.
Yan hindi na hinuhugas.
Nag-LRT ka. Tapos malayo nilakad mo. Alam mo yon. Tapos
it's normal.
Nakatayo ka sa EDSA ng tanghaling tapat. Naghihintay ng bus. Pag uwi mo ng alas 7 ng gabi, yan yon.
Do you expect it to smell like Glade?
Parang ano.
Diba?
Yes. Hindi nga, best. Parang ano yan. Makukumpara mo pala yan sa ano, sa amoy ng titi na construction worker.
Ganun din yun. Yes. So,
napawis-pawis.
Yes. So ano, you get home, you take a shower, you do a wash, and then fresh as a daisy ulit.
Pero gusto ko yung ano, sinasabi ni Mel na may natural smell siya.
Meron talaga.
Versus dun sa pagka naging weirdo na yung natural smell niya, naging Santa offensive wash. Na. Dirty yun. Walang poking, walang amoy. Okay.
Exactly. Just like it's walang kilikiling, walang amoy.
Hindi, tsaka titi.
Tsaka titi, tsaka singit.
Ang titi kasi is an more external.
It's external.
Than the vagina.
Than the vulva.
After nito pandemic nito, mag-aamoy-amoy pa ako para ma-compare ko. Dadalawa lang inaamoy ko eh.
What about you, Charisse?
Ano na talaga? Yun na talaga yung sa akin, Jeff. Eh. Ano? Yung unscented soap. Tissue. After I wiwi.
Yan yung pala isa.
Make sure to wipe away from the vagina.
Yes. Hindi mo niwa-wipe or wet wipes. Ganon.
Kung yung boys tap-tap, yung girls, tissue-tissue.
And dapat unscented, diba? Unscented din ang para no chemicals. Diba? What about pubic hair? What about you, Charisse? Do you trim? Do you shave? Do you wax?
I don't shave. I don't wax. Trim lang talaga. Parang yung gusto kong i-try yung wax. Pero yung
friend, masakit.
Yes, yung tolerance ko for pain, my goodness, zero.
If you're to try, 30 minutes before your session, uminom ka na ng painkiller.
Paracetamol.
Paracetamol.
Morphine.
No, Advil or something.
Morphine.
It doesn't take the pain
general
away.
General anesthesia.
Pero umunti yung pain. GA.
Pero I've tried din ano shaving before, yung talagang ubos talaga.
Uh-huh.
Ayoko siyang tingnan, parang hindi siya normal. Yung sinasabi ng, parang baby. I don't like it. Gusto ko may konting-konting hair.
Ayaw mo ng kalbo.
Tsaka makate, pag 2 days later, makate na.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it's growing.
I'll ask Charisse, no? Charisse, you identify as a straight woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever been pressured by an ex, either a boyfriend or a casual sex partner, to shave or to do something to your vagina, or has an ex commented on a smell or something? Have you ever been pressured to shave or
sa smell naman? Wala namang nag-comment na ex sa akin yun. Pero I was asked to shave. hindi naman pressure, pero parang...
What was the reason?
Pag gusto mong mag-shave, wala lang. Parang gusto niya lang tingnan yata na ano siya, na bear, na kalbo. Oo. Pero...
Magbigay po, gagay.
Hindi ko remember na parang ginawa ko yung gusto niya. Kasi ayaw ko talagang mag-shave.
Good for you. Good
na,
for
ikaw
you.
Rin nasunod. Ikaw na siya, hindi mo ginawa.
Sinasabihan ko ako na, I'll shave it for you. Sabi ko, no. I'm okay. Hanggang trim lang talaga. You wanna trim it, you can do it.
It takes an empowered woman to say no.
Yes.
Ganun ba yun? Parang feel ko man, parang wala lang. Simple lang sa akin yung pagkasabi ko na ayokong mag-shave.
Hindi na niya pinili.
But,
very good.
But I think, ano, you're right. It maybe hindi mo lang na-realize, but you are empowered.
Kilala ko to si Charisse. She may seem meek or sound meek, pero ano to eh. Mataray to.
Palaban.
Kilala ko yan. Kilala ko yan. Actually, dalawa sila. She might be listening. The other person might be listening right now. The other person backed out. Charisse was like, no, I'm game. I was
and
like, yeah.
Jeff asked me pa if I'd like to use a different name.
An alias. I was like, yeah. And Charisse will probably invite her friends to listen to this.
You're tuned into the Balut Kiki Project.
Coming back to just hygiene, some of us, men and women, may have what we call folliculitis. If you shave, ingrown hair.
Yes.
So ingrown that's very hair. Common if you shave or if you.
I've had that the first time I shaved.
So it's very normal. Wag mong kutkutin. Ang sabi nila is parang a warm bath, so allow for vasodilation. It also can make you feel a lot better. And if you can buy a topical antibiotic, that's over the counter. You can apply that. If it gets really, really bad, stop shaving for a while and then go see a doctor. And again, be comfortable. Wag mong tiisin. Parang awa mo na kasi that can lead to infection.
Yes, that's true.
That's all these conversations do is just to empower you and for you to be more comfortable with your own body and have ownership of your own body.
Absolutely.
What about panties?
Yeah.
What type of panties should you wear? Are healthier? Sabi nila, di ba, breathable dapat? Which goes with
so
sanitary
cotton.
Napkins.
Cotton.
Cotton
panties,
Yeah, it's breathable. Cotton.
Saka kasi, mas yung bacteria, mas nagtathrive sa mga synthetic materials like nylon.
Because they're kept wet and moist.
Mas the best for hygiene is really cotton. That's why yung crotch area ng panties, even if the other parts are not cotton may cotton talaga siyang part. Because it's a warm and moist environment, it breeds
prone to bacterial growth.
Yes, so that's why importante yung breathable material, importante yung mga a very, very mild soap na walang extra fragrance.
What about lace?
Pang sexy time lang yung lace. Hindi siya pang araw-araw.
The cotton soaks the moisture kasi and keeps it away from the vagina. So if it's not cotton, so what you're saying, Mel and Charisse, is that it's okay probably for sexy time every now and then to wear silk panties and
not
satin.
Every day.
But not every day, no? Especially if you're going to ride LRT at nasa jeep ka, maluluto yung vagina. What about going commando? Pahungaw?
My doctor also said that it would be best if you go when you sleep, don't wear panties.
Yeah.
Commando, by the way, for people who don't know, is to go without
birthday
panties.
Suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do for that. Yan yung parang ano, para makahinga siya.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
There are a lot of reasons why a vagina can bleed during sexual intercourse. Syempre, friction can make it bleed. Pag gumamit ka ng something abrasive that's inserted into the vagina, it can make it bleed. Kasi, let's talk about the hymen.
Ayan. Nasa listahan natin yan.
Kasi, I think the hymen is a Greek god of marriage, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, the hymen, there's a myth about the hymen na very cultural din. That's very unfortunate then that women in some cultures, but also in the Philippines, where women are expected to bleed during intercourse. The problem here is that in some cultures even, I've heard stories like this where the family waits outside the room and the guy has to bring out a handkerchief, yeah, a bloodied handkerchief to report
as proof.
Yeah. And kung hindi ito masatisfy ng babae, pwedeng isauli ng lalaki yung babae sa pamilya niya as used commodity.
Yes. And the hymen doesn't always break. You can have sex and still not have a broken hymen. I remember when I was in high school and I started doing taekwondo. That was the concern. Kasi madi-divergenize.
Whose concern was it?
Pati pa nga pagbabike.
Noong when I was mountain biking in college, you know that.
Yeah.
That was also another
concern.
Oh my
God.
Kasi madi-divergenize.
Men would bike to Manolo Fortich.
Whoa.
Tampons.
Yes.
Makaka-divergenize. Ano issue? Una, ano issue doon?
Hindi. Eto. Sana may mga lalaking nakikinig. And if there are mothers here, please teach your sons to grow up to be sensitive men in the future.
Mm.
Sana hindi i-equate ng mga lalaki ang pagkababae sa hymen. You know why? Because yes. I personally, as a nurse, have encountered this. I work in North Africa. I won't say the country, but and my friends will know this, wherein there was actually a woman who secretly approached me and asked me if there was a doctor that she could approach so that she can have a hymen repair because she was going to get married. And we call it hymenography, that she can undergo a procedure. There's some women actually undergo that procedure and actually insert a gel capsule inside that has, well, I don't know what substance it is, but it's fake blood so that they have something to show their husbands on the honeymoon night that they've bled.
Sad.
And how sad is it to be a woman? Is it not enough that you undergo menstruation once every month that you have to go
through
this?
You're the one to give birth.
And you have to give birth. Endure the pains of childbirth, diba? And
the roller coaster of hormonal changes during your monthly period, cycle.
So please, do not objectify women into just a small piece of tissue. And by tissue, I mean like a hymen. Pag nagdugo, wala. There's a lot of reasons why a woman can bleed. And if a woman bleeds, that doesn't mean you're big. Does it mean the woman is a virgin?
Excuse me lang, no?
Hello.
Yes. So what
else? Again, nasabihin nyo ulit sa kanila, pag hindi siya dinugo, mali po ang titi ng anak niyo.
So there's a lot of reasons.
Kasi, diba, sa vagina, ito yung vagina, nakapaligid sa kanya yung hymen, tama?
No, there's an opening inside of the vagina. Remember, Besnil ha, the vagina is the lagusan. It's the canal.
The lagusan,
The vulva is the external genitalia.
So the hymen akala ko ang napupunit ay yung labia majora.
No.
Diba? Akala ko ang napupunit yung labia.
Hindi. So
ang napupunit talaga ang hymen.
So yun.
And not all the time. Merong mga, it remains intact, it stretches, and remains intact even after intercourse. So
and this was something,
it's not a guarantee.
This was something also that as a nurse, both my sisters are ballet dancers. My sister danced for the Philippine Ballet Theater.
Isa pa yan.
So I was kind of worried. I could just hope that my sister would not marry a douchebag, you know, and not condemn her for not bleeding.
Correct.
And for mothers to not, or for fathers to not allow their little girls to go to ballet classes because mabibreak
yung hymen. Divergenize.
Come the fuck on.
Tapos yun pa yung term, right?
Hindi
ka na virgin. Una, can we go back to the definition of a virgin? Because it's not the hymen.
So a virgin, actually a virgin is subjective. In the same manner that a big is subjective. What's big to you may not be big to me. You know, so...
That's right.
Let's go to the clitoris. So we've sent cameras to Jupiter, but a lot of men don't know where the clitoris is. And I'll repeat, the clitoris is homologous to the penis. So kung ang minamasturbate ng lalaki, ang nagigive pleasure sa lalaki is the penis, it is the clitoris that gives pleasure to the woman.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy if you do penetrative sex with the penis and the vagina, right?
Mm.
So yung titi, yung ari ng lalaki, papasok sa lagusan ng babae, sa puke ng babae, that's vaginal sex. That's regular sexual intercourse, right?
Mm.
But then there are a lot of ways where you can pleasure a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the way that you do this is through masturbation.
Yeah, yeah.
So represent male and Charisse. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Charisse is actually wiping her forehead.
No, because I look oily na. Okay.
Kasi may nakikita ako na, alam, some guys na ang dinidilaan nila is yung vagina. Thinking na they're trying to simulate penile and vaginal intercourse by actually inserting their tongue into the vaginal orifice and thinking that that is what actually pleasures the
woman.
They
should be doing, so far from it.
Yeah. So can you tell us where the clitoris is?
I think it goes back to what we discussed earlier in anatomy class, right? Where, because there's no discussion of function of the body parts. And then sasabihin lang, ito yung female genitalia. And it's not broken down into this is where the clitoris is. Right? This is where it is. It's on the top.
We all grew up in Catholic schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a line that cannot be crossed. Not even by the students, by the teacher. So ang estudyante, walang nalalaman. Hindi ba?
And you grow up filled with misconceptions, right?
Isang payo din sa mga lalaki, if you want to pleasure a woman, don't go to porn. Google the clitoris. Ang clitoris, ito yung tinggil sa Pilipino, no? Yung tinggil na, kaya nga siya homologous pag nag-hormones ang isang trans man, nagte-testosterone yung trans man, lumalaki din yun, na yung clitoris niya. At saka pag lalo niyang, kasi nag-ano siya, testosterone lumalaki din yung lambi niya, parang nagiging itsurang itlog din siya. Kasi nga, the labia majora and the minora is homologous to the bayag. And pag lagi mo dyan yung in-stimulate, parang ano din, parang titi din. Pero only to a certain extent. I mean, you can masturbate the penis 10 times a day. Kung talagang maliit yan, hindi yan lalaki unreasonably. Ganun din ang clitoris, na huwag kang matakot mag-masturbate. Parang ano yan parang if you go to the gym, matatakot ka na, sasabihin mo dun sa trainer mo na pag nag-weights ba ako, lalaki ba yung muscles ko?
Even that is a myth.
Women are genetically, anatomically different than men.
Yes, so iba, you won't be bulky.
So hindi. So ganun din yun. So don't be afraid to stimulate your clitoris. So pag ginugol niya yung clitoris, it's not just, hindi lang siyang parang isang ganun, parang titi.
Yeah.
Yung internal anatomy niya. So, pag
it looks like an orchid.
It looks like an orchid.
But it looks like an orchid. Pero yung glands niya nasa loob, hindi mo naman yung ma-stimulate. But thing is malaki. Ang exposed lang yung
Yung pamangkin ko babae, 5-year-old, ang tawag niya doon, buntot. Nung sabi niya, mama, meron akong buntot. Yung una, hindi namin naiintindihan. So, tinuturo niya yung clit niya.
Mm.
Yung parang siya nakaprotrude.
Kasi nakaprotrude. Parang
nakaprotrude na maliit. Oo.
And it really looks like buntot.
Oo. So, akala. Kaya pag umihi siya, natry niya nasa face siya na umihi siya ng patayo. Kasi nakikita niya yung mga kuya niya, may buntot at umihi ng patayo.
I think we have to normalize sexual conversations para yung babae nag-enjoy din sa sex, na may tapang ka din na magsalita na i-pleasure mo din ako.
Correct.
Actually mali yung ini-stimulate mo na akala ng lalaki, 'di ba, na nakikita niya na parang sige, pipingerin kita, na akala niya actually wala diyan.
No, hindi diyan. Wala diyan, kuya, sorry.
Thankfully I know what I want.
So, is that true?
This is where communication comes into play, right? Because every woman will want it a different way, diba? And this is where we want to normalize these conversations. This then you can say how you want it. You can communicate to your partner na how more of that, less of that, wag yan, this way, whatever. Then you get what you want as well. And then your partner is encouraged if they're doing something right. They get encouraged, they get guided, because you can't read minds. And it's the same even in lesbian relationships. Even if we have the same body parts, how the person wants it is different. We're all unique in that. And so that's why communication is very important. During, before, during, and after.
Kuya, 5 stars na yung nahanap mo yung clitoris ko.
I'm glad naman no na yung partner ko before, ano naman siya, talagang inuuna niya ako palagi. Tapos, mas na-appreciate na, I mean, mas na-appreciate niya if I know what I want, kung nililid ko siya. Yun. Parang mas nata-turn on siya sa ganun.
It takes away the guesswork, diba?
Yes.
Pero tsaka meron pa rin doon yung parang nahihiya pa rin. Like for example, meron yung mga tao na kahit lesbian to lesbian, sasabi, hindi pa rin niya masabi na hindi ganyan.
Yes.
Kasi baka ma-offend siya. Or meron din mga ibang lesbian na hindi rin sila pa marunong. Katulad ng mga lalaki. Pagka hindi naman subo-subo lang, di ba? May
sex,
ano din, may
sex should be enjoyed.
Din.
Sex should be enjoyed. Yeah. Tell your partner what you want.
Explore. And it's a partnership.
Explore.
So it's a partnership. So both ways yung communication, because hindi lang yung babae but also the other partner, whether male, female, and everything else in between, right? It's for both.
When it comes to vaginal sex, does size matter?
No.
Or is it the motion in the ocean?
The motion, the performance, and everything.
Oh.
So, yung previous partner ko naman, ano naman siya? Masize naman siya. So,
Filipino?
Yeah. Pero I think, Pinoy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pwede ko yung Facebook account niya.
Usually, gays need proof, Charisse. No, I'm just kidding.
Pero,
joke lang.
Naka-experience na rin ako nung feel ko talaga sobrang laki nun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero wala eh. Kamukha niya kasi si Justin Bieber. Kaya na-endure ko.
Oh my God.
So tiniis mo.
Foreigner naman din yung yun.
Uh-huh.
Pero,
congrats, Selena.
Mm-hmm.
So did you find more pleasure with the guy who was bigger? Mas nasarapan ka sa kanya kaysa dun sa maliit?
Kasi Jeff, I think sa performance naman, pero di pa ako naka-experience ng mas maliit, I think. What's maliit ba? I mean,
exactly.
What size ba dapat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Kasi sabi nila, the average penis size is about 5 inches eh.
Mm-hmm.
Erect ha?
Erect, yeah.
Kahit 3 yan, kung magaling ang dila niyan, hindi mo na mabibilangin.
Yes.
Did size matter for you? With your...
No.
You have had boyfriends before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you know, in performance, what I mean is their want to please you.
Yes.
Diba? Mm-hmm. That they pay attention to you. Mm-hmm. They actually want to spend the time to give you pleasure is what that matters.
Kaya nga, communication is important.
Yeah. It's not wham bam, thank you ma'am.
Thank you ma'am. Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's it. Out the door. I'm not seeing you anymore.
Do you always orgasm during vaginal penetrative sex?
No. Me, no. Kailangan talaga merong stimulation.
Clitoral stimulation.
Yeah,
same here. Hindi kailangan ng penetration.
See? Oh my God. See, men? So if there are men listening.
Kumbahan na kayo, men.
Your dick is actually always not necessary.
It is not necessary.
So it's not as useful as you think it is.
Although for me, parang nakaka-turn on din naman makakita ng dick, makakita ng penis. Nakaka-arouse, syempre. Pero eventually, I don't need that to satisfy me.
It's not necessary. It's different. It's different. It feels different.
It's just like a blowjob is different from sexual intercourse.
Yeah. It feels different. But it's not the only way to get there. And it's not the most successful way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I was saying it feels good. Yes. Pero nakakapagod. Tamad kasi ako eh.
So after you come, wala ka ng gana?
Siguro.
Energy.
More than once din naman. So let's just say twice or thrice. Pero more than that, wala na.
Mm-hmm.
Nakakapagod.
Kaya importante din yung emotion eh. Kasi alimbawa kahit na nasatisfy ka na, pag hindi pa nasatisfy yung partner mo, you feel compelled
ka
to...
Oo
nga pala. No?
Diba? Parang uh-oh. Okay.
Oo nga pala.
Sorry.
Retouch lang ako ng lipstick.
Hindi pala na-realize. That's one of the reasons why
parang
we broke up.
Inom lang ako sa lipstick.
Tama. Let me catch a breath.
still the best way to prevent STDs or STIs, sexual transmitted infections, is that abstinence is still the best way to prevent any sexual transmitted diseases. If you can't abstain from sex, get to know the person you're having sex with, being monogamous, mm-hmm. being in a healthy monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. And the way that you can have a healthy monogamous relationship is to communicate your desires, what gets you off, mm-hmm. para hindi ka na maghanap ng iba.
So you have to have these conversations. They get tested every 6 months. Mm. Make sure, I mean, that both of you are careful, lalo na pag new partner.
And communicate. Consensual sex is sexy, diba? It's if both of you are into it, if it's out of the box, if it's fetish, if it's a fetish.
Adventure, yeah.
If it's adventure, if it's go ahead. And ladies, don't be afraid to communicate your needs. Yung paghalinghing mo lang that will tell your partner that you are getting off, you're enjoying it. Yan pa, sige, jampa. Sige pa, or whatever. Huwag kang maya. I mean, sex is beautiful if it's between two consenting adults.
Ang dami kong bagong natutunan today, Jeff.
Just from talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank the long ladies for a very informative discussion. Actually, marami na akong natutunan. Pero meron na ako ngayon isang, may respeto na ako ibibigay ngayon sa Puke. Dahil napaka makapangyarihan niya. Hindi na siya object of sex. Kudos to the Puke. Mabuhay ang Puke.
Yes,
let's stop being narrow-minded about it.
Yes, thank you.
Ayan, tama yan. Yes, magbigay pugay tayo sa Puke. Ayan. So, simulan na natin ang Kiki. Hello. Mga bes. Asa na to mga to?
Huli ka na. Wala na. The Puke has left the building.
Puke left the group.
Umalis na ang Puke.
Busy ka sa barangay.
Busy ka sa ayuda, leche.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project, uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete. Are we off air yet? Because these hills are killing me.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.